Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Judy Phippen, and she does a lot of things for the community, but today we're going to talk mostly about secondhand rose. Good morning to you, Judy.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you're doing well, too. Now, secondhand rose, I know some people know that's a song, but how do you define secondhand rose for Heritage House?
Secondhand rose is where we repurpose clothing and appliances and knickknacks. We get donations from people here at Heritage House, and then we get donations from people outside Heritage House that have items that they want to bring in. The money that we make at Secondhand Rose goes back to the resident council here at Heritage House, and they decide how they want to spend it. So it's purely a volunteer effort for Heritage House.
So let's talk a little more about what's in there. I mean, you gave a general overall picture of it, but let's talk a little bit about clothing. I've had people come in and it's going, well, this is almost new. They find wonderful things. So what kinds of clothing?
We sell women's clothing. We tried stocking men's clothing for a while, but men aren't as interested in shopping as women are. So we have women's blouses. We have slacks. We have a whole rack of coats, although we don't need those now. And we have scarves, and we have jewelry, and then we have knickknacks, things like dishes and glasses, and just little pretty ornaments, lamps, vases, and when we get them in, we sell sheets and towels.
Okay, so there's a big variety for your household, almost anything you could think of, and this is for anybody in the community to come in and shop.
Yes, not only the residents here at Heritage House, but anybody in the community. And our prices are so low. Blouses go for $1 a piece. Coats are $3. The purpose is just turning it over and making a little money at that time.
And I know, just because I've worked there a couple times, there's some people that come in almost every week when it's open because they know there's going to be something there that they can use. And talking about when it's open, we need to tell people about that.
Sure. We're open twice a week. We're open Monday from 1:30 to 3, and we're open Friday from 9:30 to 11. And the residents here in Brookridge are the ones that are working there at that time. And, we have people come in every week because they know we've had a turnover and they might find something new they hadn't seen before.
You bet. Now, how do we find secondhand rose?
You come in the front door of Heritage House and check with the receptionist, and then you go down the hall to the elevator and take it down to the basement, and we're the door right across the hall from the elevator.
Okay, pretty easy to find, and you can always ask at the desk. They can always help you figure that out, too. Judy, how long have you been doing this, heading this up?
15 years. I love it. I've been doing it 15 years.
And it's a bigger job than I think some of us might not think about.
People bring things in when they're moving and downsizing. And sometimes I'll go to Rose and there'll be maybe 7 bags of household items and clothing. And sometimes we'll go a week without getting anything. But yeah, I spend probably 10 hours a week down there cleaning and putting things away.
And it's always nicely organized, and I know you do that, so it's easy to find things, and just take a look at everything that's there. It's pretty amazing, Judy. I'll bet you've bought a thing or two there.
Don't tell anybody, but yeah.
Me too. It's very, and it's everything, as you sort of said, from just fun little things, little peanut sculptures too, very useful items, including some small appliances.
And right now, I have an overstock of Christmas items. So in July, I'm going to have a Christmas in July sale, and try and move all of those Christmas items I've got.
We'll need to remind people about that again because a great opportunity. So then I want to talk about Guild, because I don't know if very many people know about Guild.
Probably not. Heritage House Guild is formed to support the residents and the staff at Heritage House. And we help with the bingo. We help with coffee. We help with wine and cheese. And we work birthday parties when residents are having birthday parties and need people to serve. Right now, we have about 23 members. I'm the secretary treasurer. And we're having a big drive in May to get new membership. May is going to be guest month, and we want anybody that's interested in Guild to come and sign up with us. You don't have to spend a lot of time working at it, but we ask people to help with the coffees and the birthdays and anything that the staff knows that somebody here needs that the Guild can provide.
And it's fun for people who are in Guild. I think you've had some interesting programs at the meetings.
We have. Once a month, we hold a meeting, and the different hostesses bring in different people to present the program. And we've had, the parks director and, let's see, I was trying to think.
Well, I know you had one about Hitchcock House.
Oh, yes, Hitchcock House and the food pantry, very interesting programs. And the Guild meetings are the third Tuesday of the month, and they last about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And we always have something good to eat while we're doing this.
And what time do they begin?
Guild starts at 9:30 in the morning on the third Tuesday of the month.
And where is it held?
In Heritage Hall here at Heritage House.
Okay. So, again, I guess I just want to emphasize that this is not just residents, although residents are members, but anybody who'd like to be supportive.
Absolutely. We're about 50-50. About 50% of our members live here at Heritage House, and the other 50% are from outside that just want to help support Heritage House.
So in addition to maybe meeting some new folks, having a nice social time, you mentioned one of the highlights of a lot of people's month, wine and cheese. What do Guild members do at wine and cheese?
Once a month, Heritage House has what they call wine and cheese, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And the Guild members serve and they help people get to their tables if they need a little assistance. And they just kind of make it easier for the residents to come.
It's a great addition. People really enjoy those visits.
It's great fun. I love it.
Yes. So let's remind folks now about Secondhand Rose. Where, when, how they find it, and kind of just a summary of everything.
Okay, Secondhand Rose is open Monday afternoon and Friday morning. It's in the basement of Heritage House. And then let's see, Guild is the third Tuesday of the month in Heritage Hall at Heritage House.
Okay, lots of opportunities for people outside of the folks who
Absolutely.
Live here.
Absolutely.
It's a great community center. So just folks know that you are all invited to participate. And if you have any questions, I know people just call 1850.
Right.
They can help you out. 243-1850 can help you out if you have a specific question. So thanks so much to Judy Phippen for visiting with me. And until next time, here's a thought. A person who is appreciated will always do more than what is expected.